Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Ramon Ray, that's you on the front end of that one. Thanks for calling in, Ramon.
Indeed, Jim. And again, I think those were pretty funny. You didn't think they were funny. I thought they were hilarious.
Oh, I love it. No, I think it's very funny. I appreciate it. I sent out a bunch and thinking I'd probably get 20 or 30, and we got like 100 people called in. It was great what everybody did. Hey, listen, Ramon, you just got back from India.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for going over there. That took a leap of faith, and that's a perfect example. What you just did is a perfect example of what I try to tell small business owners. You didn't mention this in what you learned earlier, but I'm gonna bet you're gonna agree with me. Get out of your four walls, get up off your backside, go out into the marketplace, meet the world in the middle of the street, and see what's happening. I'm going to make a prediction. Your life will never be the same because you went to India.
Jim, you are entirely right, and I couldn't have said it better. I think that too many times, especially as Americans, because we can, our country's so big and so populous and enriched by God, we can stay in our four walls, literally or figuratively. But, Jim, you're right. Getting out, and I traveled outside, but being with the entrepreneurs, seeing other businesses has given me a new perspective of just economy and life and given me a thirst for more opportunity. So, absolutely. And Jim, maybe everybody can't travel to India, which is a 15-hour flight, 10 hours in Mumbai. But I bet you can travel to Mexico. I bet you even can dip your toe to Canada. Maybe even go to somewhere in the Caribbean if you can't travel farther.
And I'll tell you what, if you think you got it tough here in America, go meet somebody in a third world country trying to do business.
Absolutely, especially Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Egypt.
Yeah.
Sure.
You won't be a whiner when you come back, will you?
Correct.
So what else did you learn?
Yeah, and I think the other thing, Jim, that I learned was the power of networking. This is a funny thing, and I'm glad we can end the show on this, but I got a selfie with Ivanka Trump. One, she's just such a phenomenal speaker and a great representative of our country. And as she was coming off the stage, Jim, I gave a shout-out. Ivanka, I flew 15 hours to be here. I'm from New York City. Can I take a selfie? Her security were pissed off, Jim. It was a funny scene, if you can imagine it. Huh. I got my selfie, and I wrote a little article just how to network, how to pitch people, how to get what you want in those kind of scenarios. It's an art and a science.
That's funny. I'm glad you didn't get arrested.
No, I didn't get arrested.
Hey, Ramon, that could have gone either way there. You knew that.
Could have. They were pretty tense.
You could have been emailing me, hey, Jim, I'm in Mumbai in jail. You got to come bail me out.
I know you would have came. So.
Send lawyers, guns, and money, as Warren Zevon would have said. So, networking is a big deal. Look at the friends you made while you were over there that you'll be able to talk to with the rest of your life. No way you would ever have met them otherwise.
Correct. And I think that in those scenarios, Jim, you have so many people, and I think it's just interesting to learn how do you say hello? How do you respect other cultures?
Right.
How do you listen to other people and then express yourself? I even got an interview with a newspaper column there.
So let me ask you this question. Huh? Were you surprised at how many of the people you met from other countries spoke English?
I was surprised at that, Jim. But I was greater surprised with the appreciation for America, because when you're here, you hear such negative things.
I was surprised
at how many people were saying, I came here by the United States and I'm grateful.
Right.
That I was surprised about.
They love America. And I'll tell you something else. I like what you said just now about how to say hello. And if you will say hello, how are you, thank you, please, where's the bathroom, if you learn things like that in their language, they'll speak to you the rest of the day in English, and as far as they're concerned, you're even Steven.
You are so true, Jim. Just saying word bonjour, hola, gracias, arigato.
Yeah.
Small words.
Que fala que hace dicita. I mean, just things like that. That are just shalom, shukran, whatever.
Yes.
You know, anything that you can say they think it's a big deal, and all you did was learn three words, and they'll talk to you the rest of the day in English.
Yeah, I think because people like to see that you're trying, that you appreciate their culture.
They also like to try their English out on you.
Absolutely.
So, folks, so try to be a good American when you go over there. Hey, Ramon, I need your website one more time, please.
SmartHustle.com and RamonRay.com.
What do we find when we get there?
SmartHustle.com, all kind of insight, how to start a business, how to grow a business, financing, and more. And RamonRay.com, you can look at my face and smile.
All right, there you go. Hey, Ramon, good job. Come back soon.
Indeed, Jim. Thank you.
I'm glad you got home safely. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ramon joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.